Hey there, #HJ here, and welcome back to the Books for Boys and Girls podcast. Today, we'll be reading Paddington Sets Sail by Michael Bond and illustrated by R.W. Alley. One morning, Mr. Brown had a surprise. "We're taking a trip to the beach," he said. Paddington, Jonathan, and Judy cheered. Mrs. Brown and Mrs. Bird were excited too. Paddington had never been to the beach. He did not know what to bring, so he packed everything. Soon, they were on their way. Paddington poked his head out the window. He sniffed the salty sea air. At the beach, Paddington got a pail, shovel, sunglasses, and a float. He was ready for anything. The tide was low, so they went in the water. Jonathan and Judy splashed and swam. Paddington floated in the waves. At lunch, Mr. Brown had a great idea. He said, "Let's have a sandcastle contest." Paddington, Judy, and Jonathan would each make a sandcastle. The biggest sandcastle would win. Paddington wanted to win. First, he found a perfect spot. He dug a moat. He carried pails and pails of sand. He made walls and windows. Paddington placed his hat on top of the castle. Finally, he was done. Paddington's big sandcastle was perfect. Paddington sat inside his castle. Sandcastle was hard work. He was tired. Then he fell asleep. Oh no! The tide had come in. It knocked down Paddington's sandcastle. It carried Paddington's pail out to sea with Paddington in it. The Browns were worried. It was getting late. They found Paddington's hat, but could not find Paddington anywhere. Where had he gone? Then the Brown spotted people gathered near the pier. They ran toward the crowd. It was Paddington! People believed that Paddington had floated all the way across the sea. They took his picture. "Did you float here in this pail?" a girl asked. "Yes, I used my shovel as a paddle," said Paddington. The sun was setting. It was time to go home. "Did you enjoy your trip, Paddington?" asked Judy. "Yes, not many bears go to sea in a bucket," he said. The Browns were so happy to have Paddington back. "Today's trip was a bit shorter than when you came from darkest Peru," said Mr. Brown. Paddington did not hear. He was fast asleep. Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. I really hope you enjoyed the story. If there is a specific book that you would like to hear, please let me know. You can send me a voice message using the Anchor app, or feel free to email me at #HeatherJohnson@gmail.com. And also, please do not forget to rate, review, and subscribe, so that way we can continue to make improvements to the podcast. All right then. Well, until next time, take care and keep reading so that wisdom may enter your heart and knowledge may be pleasant to your soul. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.